You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national. Yeah, like the dude said, we cover all the issues solid, conservative, and just plain right. Tuesday afternoon, 4 o'clock, moving into go-home time. Boomer just told me something. It was like a deep revelation.
I'm looking it up.
Okay, but have you had it before?
Is hash browns and tater tots like the...
Hash browns are kind of like tater tots. Yeah. They are not tater tots.
But they're not the big. They're thinner.
Hash rounds, like those kind of things.
Hash rounds.
And you said they make
hash rounds.
They make a breakfast bowl at Chick-fil-A with
hash rounds inside of it.
Shut up.
It's awesome. But I was just making sure. But I love it. It is hash rounds.
In my opinion, hash rounds and hash browns are very similar.
They're just thinner.
They're
right?
Close.
Yeah, they're thinner.
They're like tater tots. But they make a breakfast bowl with that in it.
Yes. It's just a breakfast bowl, and you can get grilled.
But see, I drink like a smoothie every morning. That's like my breakfast, pretty much. It's a protein smoothie.
But then just getting a breakfast bowl with your smoothie with the little hash brown things in it.
Kind of defeats the whole low-calorie kind of option.
But then it just makes it even better.
Whoop, whoop! Okay.
These are the things that we talk about during the breaks.
I apologize. We get into the break, and we're like, this is like when I was at Ranger school, a bunch of bony Rangers sitting around. Somebody always heard talking about food. What did your mama cook? Oh, my mama cooks. Oh, my gosh. Next thing you know, we're talking. That's the Bony Rangers recipe book is what we used to have. I got several text messages that have all dropped in, so I'll get to those here in a moment. But folks, it is amazing to me that we are literally able to see the world continue moving forward with the level of wokeness out there right now, with the things that are the absolute inane, insane things that are happening on a regular basis. How do some of these, I don't understand how some of these people can tie their shoes, bless their hearts, you know, pray for them, but at the same time, don't let them come through your front door. I'm just saying, there's a time and a place. It's a time and a place where you got to call something out. Every once in a while, I get down to looking at the show, resourcing, getting ready, recognizing how much wokeness there is. Pretty soon I realize in the resourcing, I have a buffet of wokeness, a veritable cornucopia, a plethora, if you will, of adventures in woke world.
Adventures in woke world.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, the very first thing out the gate is I think y'all need to understand. I mean, there's a whole bunch of y'all out there needs to go empty out the refrigerator. Boomer, I don't know what you're going to pour over your Frosted Flakes come tomorrow. But the truth is,
I'm pouring milk.
Well, then you're a white supremacist.
Oh,
I just, what do you do with this story from yesterday off the Daily Mail? PETA slammed for a tweet that said that drinking cow's milk was a symbol of white supremacy. What did they? I mean, because black people don't drink milk, apparently. You know, it's not very common for those Asians to drink, you know, milk. It's only white supremacy. A resurfaced tweet from an animal rights organization, PETA, claimed that cow's milk is a, quote, symbol of white supremacy. It has now gone viral and amassed millions of interactions. The activist group said that dairy milk is a common drink among white supremacists because the dairy industry inflicts extreme violence on other living beings. Oh, you can't make this stuff up, y'all. If I had scratched this out and made this up, y'all would have said, stop it, Phil. This is the actual organization, PETA, right here saying it themselves. Cow's milk, it's a quote, cow's milk has long been a symbol used by white supremacists. One more reason to hashtag ditch dairy. Okay. I look at it and think, well, first of all, y'all are ate up like a soup sandwich. Just, there's that. Old boys ate up like a soup sandwich. But they are literally saying cow's milk has long been a symbol used by white supremacists. Never mind that people of all races and demographics across the gender, you know, male, female environment drink milk. All God's children drink milk. You got cow's milk, you got goat's milk, you got, I don't know, all kinds of milk. And apparently, because it's white and because it comes from animals, I don't know how they tie it together, but they have now created the theory that it's a symbol of white supremacy. Woke world is a special place, y'all. Woke world is a place where bless your heart needs to be said like every other sentence. How about this? Here's one for you. Listen, if you are of the mind that you desperately need gender-affirming care. By the way, it's not gender-affirming. It's gender non-confirming. If you're born a dude, you're a dude. If you're born a chick, you're a chick. If you want to have surgery and alter your appearance, you're still going to be a dude or a chick as you were born. It's just the way of it. But I feel that in my heart, like, well, okay, tell you what, my truck identifies as a Prius. Can I park in the economy parking now? Where does it stop? But it's my truth. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's your lie, and you want everybody else to live it. Online job search company, according to Town Hall, dated today, online company search job search company Indeed. Y'all may have seen them. Indeed is where you like you can search out for jobs. You know, it's kind of like LinkedIn in some ways, but Indeed actually is a job search engine. Online job search company Indeed is doing its part in pushing back against the supposed conservative assault on trans rights by offering $10,000 to relocate their transgender employees. It's not merely just for relocation, it also applies to surgeries. It says it's for U.S.-based employees and immediate family members who seek gender-affirming care and live in a location where state laws or government-issued directives criminalize or restrict access to such medical care. I have to question, is the population of transgenders so large now that you have to start making it an employee benefit? Are we there? Because the last I checked, the Pew Research Institute said that less than 1% of the United States identifies as trans. And then you're going to have to get into the ones who, by the way, are less than 1% who identify as trans, who actually want to move. But Indeed is doing its part. Its virtue signaling is deep and broad and wide. They're going to be offering $10,000 to relocate or to get your surgeries. It says eligible employees will receive approval to relocate to a state or a jurisdiction where they'll be able to access the care and support they need, as well as $10,000 flat rate benefit to support relocation. Again, this is not about transgender Americans. It's about subjecting children to madness. That's just where we are. All right, before I go to the break, I'm going to be in woke world for a bit here. I got some wokeness for you. Before I do that, though, I got a call from Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
Doing okay, but I wanted to say that on my license, I am an organ donor, and I might need that gender therapy because I don't want certain parts of me going to the other side if I'm gone. Have a good one.
You don't. I don't even. I'm not even sure I want to touch that. I'm not even sure I want to go there. I don't even. So yes, organ transplants just took on a whole new meaning. Dadgum. Grandstand from Huntsville asked the same question we got from somebody else. How about chocolate milk? I don't know, Grandstand. I don't know. It's just it. I guess it's only white milk. I don't know. Mike from Montgomery says most dairy cows are black and white. Yes, that's true. They are. John from Huntsville says, I guess if somebody drinks whole white milk, that makes them a racist 100% of the time. But if they drink 2% white milk, they're racist 2% of the time. But if they drink 1% white milk, they're only racist 1% of the time. They drink skim white milk, they're really not a racist at all. John's got it figured out. Somebody who did not identify themselves sent me a big, long text that I have to look back here in a minute, so I apologize. But area code 406, I got to get back to you. Metal Man Josh from Elkmont says, why don't we just change the word white to super light brown? That'll throw a wrench in the Democrats' minds. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. John, sometimes I just get to where I don't even know what to say to the text. John C. from Madison. The only ones that need any type of gender-affirming care will be the hermaphrodites. They're okay, I get you, man. Pastor Carl from Decatur says, in 1986, on the Bob Earnhardt show, he drank chocolate milk and they said he was a racist. Really? I need to find that episode. That's crazy. What else we got here for the break? Brandy from Athens. What does it mean if you eat cheese? I don't know. You're from Wisconsin? Maybe you're a Green Bay Packers fan? I don't know. Jeremy from Huntsville says, crumbled, fully cooked biscuits lining the bottom of a casserole dish, scrambled eggs or shredded cheese, ham, sausage chunks poured on top, cook for 300 for over half an hour, cover with fully cooked hash brown shredded cheese and broil till golden brown. I am done in by that. I am done in and I'm taking a break. Let's take the break right now, Boomer. We'll take it. Music kicks on just like that. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. I'm in Adventures in Woke World. Folks, I'm just telling you, Ken from Harvest says it. It's a pandemic of wokeness. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, folks, let me tell you about Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, one of our sponsors, they are a chain of clinics that I know the guy that owns the chain. I mean, what a great guy he is. But a chain of clinics all across North Alabama. They're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. Two newest ones are in Hoover and Chelsea. Listen, Southern Immediate Care, all of their locations open 7 days a week. Most of them have extended hours. You can wake up on a Saturday morning feeling rough and have somebody to go see. Every time I go, because this is who I use, every time I go, I have walked in and found clean facilities, friendly staff, prompt service, and they can even do like x-rays and shots right there on spot. So Southern Immediate Care. You check them out. They can see all ages. I'm talking from pediatric to geriatric. They can do all of it. Check them out. Find them online. Southern Immediate Care. Look for the location nearest you. And do me a favor. These are friends of mine. And when you walk in, tell them, you know, I heard about y'all on that Right Side Radio. Tell them that. I would appreciate it. All right. Going back to the text lines real quick. I got to tell you, Boomer, Jay from Hartsell, did you see his text? Jay from Hartsell with regards to milk making you a white supremacist. He says, I'm a lactose intolerant. Does that make me a liberal? No, you're just a conservative who's not a white supremacist. That's all, Jay. That's all. A minute ago, that long text was from Jessica from Huntsville. We're glad you're in the text line with us. She said, I'll take part of it here. She says, you'd think with all the go green gusto that Democrats would be championing domestic mining for the minerals and metals needed to do their renewable energy infrastructure and batteries and storage and transmission. After all, made in the USA starts with mined in the USA. But instead, they go elsewhere. And you're right. And I won't read the whole thing, but I will point out that we just apparently found one of the world's largest lithium deposits was just found in the United States. And I guarantee you, they're going to keep shipping it in from Africa. Badger from Athens. What if you buy suntan lotion? Who normally needs that? Okay. I think. David from Athens says, I cook with buttermilk. What does that make me? Gross. Makes you gross. Buttermilk's just gross. I'll never forget as a kid, my granddaddy loved buttermilk. And I thought I was having milk and cookies, and I poured some myself from his refrigerator. It was buttermilk. Yeah, that was that snack time was over. It's over. Just saying. Buttermilk. Ugh. Jay, by the way, do they still, I guess they still sell buttermilk?
Cooking.
Okay. Okay. JT Lacey Springs, he says, milk racist. What about nursing moms? I don't want to go there. I don't know what to tell you. Just we'll just leave it at that. Brand spanking new in the text line says, I identify as a religious entity. I was a tax-free status. Okay. I don't. Oh, he wants his own tax free stack. I get it. That's brand new in the text line. That's Joe and Tony. Joe from Tony, we're glad you're with us. Also brand new in the text line, Steve from Madison. I think we have more than one Steve from Madison, by the way. I think we do. Steve from Madison says, what do you say to all the cookie nuts that say 9-1? I don't know what to tell you there, man. 9-11 was not staged. I don't buy into that. Tony from Piedmont says, there was an inquiry into Trump times two by Pelosi. Yes, there was. I'm not sure what you're telling me there, Tony. Tony just responds to me like when I say something, he sends a one sentence and I got to go, what did I say 20 minutes ago when he sent that text? I don't know. Brian from Huntsville, lithium deposit in the U.S. China probably owns the land. Oh, that was a very prescient text. I don't know, man, but it might have been. Into woke world again. Let us delve in. Which one do I want here first? Do I want a teachers union? You pick, Boomer. Do I want a teachers union or do I want a LGBTQ grant? Ugh. Which one do you want?
Pick one. Let's go teachers union.
Teachers
first.
Union. Ta-da! Here we go. At the height of jackassery, I just said it. There it is. At the height of jackassery, the Chicago Teachers Union accidentally makes a championship argument for school choice. So Chicago, story on Town Hall dated yesterday. Chicago, the president of the city's teachers union, who has often referred to school choice advocates as bigots and fascists, who says that she has referred to private schools as segregation academies, stating that school choice is the choice of racists. It just came out rather awkwardly. She sends her child to a private school.
That's awesome.
You can't make this stuff up.
That's
man.
Awesome.
And she didn't want people to know, but they found out. It says, truly incredible is the letter to the union members that she released trying to justify her decision. What did she do? She threw down the race card. Kid you not. Here's her quote. Sadly, the role of crafting education policy has been left to millionaires and billionaires and those living outside of our neighborhoods and city and state. These violent forces want to skip over the realities of racism and discrimination in their educational institutions and propose a choice agenda that ignores this context. They want to ban books in diversity and inclusion while ignoring the disproportionate suspensions, expulsions, and criminalizations of black boys. Here's the truth. If you're a black family living in a black community, high-quality neighborhood schools have been the dream but not the reality, so therefore she sent her son to private school. Because racism. I'm pretty sure they serve milk in the cafeteria there.
I bet they do.
She was so busted. I mean, can you imagine? She's been out there championing, because she's a union hack. She's been out there championing the idea of public schools and how school choice is dangerous.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, her child goes to a private school. You can't make it up. I got a couple more when we get back because you know what? They're just too good not to do. We're going to do them. Adventures in Woke World. Stuff that you just can't make up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We're going into the final half hour. Yeah. Adventures in Woke World, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I am talking about Alabama. I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in for good measure. Hey, folks, I got to tell you who else covers some major ground, and that's ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions has been with us since the very beginning. And ZLA Solutions is like epic good at what they do. They are out there doing all kinds of things to help businesses create sort of better processes to make their businesses better overall. They can do things like help you with quality control, sorting and containment, logistics, warehousing. But their bread and butter still remains staffing. They do a lot for a lot of companies across our entire listening area and beyond, really. Big name companies to get the people they need for the jobs they've got. I mean, it can be one or two people with special niche skills, you know, working in a specialized environment, or it can be an entire shift of people to help run a factory or staff a hospital or a food service industry. It doesn't matter. Blue collar, white collar, no collar. It doesn't matter. They can find you the people that you need, do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. So yeah, here's their website, ZLAUSA.com. You check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on the Right Side. Okay, I am standing corrected. You know what? David from Athens has texted in and said, I said that about Buttermilk's Gross. He said, you ever had Buttermilk biscuits? And I was thinking, well, yes, I have. That's a mighty fine example of why Buttermilk might exist. So I withdraw. There is nothing gross about that, he says, and I completely agree. David from Athens, you have squared me away. Ryan from Hazel Green says, I put cornbread in a cup, pour buttermilk on it, and eat it with a spoon. That's gross. I'm just saying. Ryan from Hazel Green, I'm not there. He said, thanks, Grandma. But okay, that's not one that I grew up with, so I'm not sure I can go there. Was the cornbread buttered first? Anyway. Steve from Huntsville has texted in and says, this is the real Steve. I'm the E4 Mafia. Oh, yeah. Hey, Steve. John from Huntsville also said, I bet Butters drinks buttermilk. I saw Butters yesterday.
You did.
He's looking good. I'm ready to get him back in here and see us sometime soon. So, Butters, if you're listening, come on in and see us now. Can y'all come on down? All right. Let me finish up some woke world here. The story that Boomer did not want to pick as first a minute ago is, okay, let me ask you a question, Boomer. What exactly would you think that the primary mission of the Department of Homeland Security's anti-terrorism grant should be? I mean, if you were going to guess.
Anti-terrorism.
That's a very fine guess on your part.
I mean, that's what I would say.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You don't think it's for pouring $500,000 into an LGBTQ activist group to help support sex education and passing out condoms in public schools?
No.
You would be right again, except that's what's happening. So story here on Daily Signal. The Department of Homeland Security, story dated yesterday, has recently awarded an anti-terror grant for an LGBTQ group to indoctrinate children as early as 6 years old. Department of Homeland Security anti-terrorism grant worth $530,000 to a group called, get ready for the group's name, you ready? The Sexual Minority Youth Assistance League. Yeah. I'm sure they even got a patch for their shirt sleeves. The manifesto of the school-based group called the Sexual Minority Youth Assistant League, which is patterned on the Black Panthers, calls for the abolition of the police, the erasure of the U.S. border, and the reclamation of all stolen lands of indigenous peoples. $530,000 from the Department of Homeland Security. Allegedly, it's because this deals with domestic terror and the idea that LGBTQ youth are being persecuted, and it's got to be stopped.
And so over all of it.
I am too. I'm with you, Matt. It says, although the grant is intended to, quote, prevent targeted violence and terrorism, the grant synopsis explains that the Sexual Minority Youth Assistance League will, quote, provide in-school support for LGBTQ plus youth, training for school staff and youth service providers, and resilience programming for LGBTQ plus youth that are ages 6 to 24. Six, because six-year-olds who can't even tie their own shoes, they know they're a different gender, and they understand sexuality, and they just want to be different than what everybody else says they should be, because they're six. Look, I've raised my kids, You've got a near five. You got a five-year-old right now, right? Is he five? He's five, right?
He just turned six.
Just turned six. That's
just
right.
Just turned six.
He did. At the last, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, this, I'm like, no.
He's still figuring stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
This organization, the Sexual Minority Youth Assistant Leagues, that got a $530,000 grant for the Department of Freaking Homeland Security, also on their last reports for their 990s, that's their tax forms, they list that their members also run an organization called the D.C. Regional GSA, which stands for the Genders and Sexuality Alliance Network Clubs. They have over like 4,000 student-run clubs, they say, in 40 state chapters around the nation. And they advocate things like their nine-point platform that calls for the abolition of the police, abolition of ICE, the abolition of borders, the whole judicial system, an end to cisgender heterosexual patriarchy. I mean, here we are, you and I, a pair of cis white males, just standing right here.
Cis white males.
Reparations for all indigenous and black peoples, including indigenous reclamations of stolen lands and the free and non-compulsory education for all ages. And they also give out condoms. And they just got $500,000 taxpayer dollars for anti-terrorism.
Ugh.
How about this? Go use it to, I don't know, buy a missile to take out Al-Qaeda. There's an idea. Anti-terrorism. Department of Homeland Security. This boggles my mind. Here's one more for you. You know, maybe two. Oh, I can't hardly do it. But, you know, it's important that school systems move beyond allyship and move to anti-oppression. If you didn't know, let me teach you the vernacular of wokeness. Allyship means you're not trans, but you support those who are. You're not LGBTQ2IA+, acronym, but you support those who are. You're an ally. It's allyship. You need to get beyond allyship. It's time to move into anti-oppression. What does that mean? A California school district, according to the Daily Wire, Dateline yesterday, spent $171,000 taxpayer dollars for equity trainings from a left-wing consulting group that uses critical race theory as the base for its teachings. Oh, 20 hours of online courses, 5 different sessions of 2-hour-long seminars, all to teach how to move beyond this mere allyship to anti. It's not enough to say, I like you, you're nice, I support you, you be you. Now you got to do something. You got to get out there and be anti-oppressive and take care of things. Lastly, I'll end with this before we go to the break. I don't know how California is going to survive, but I think the apocalypse is going to start there. But California bill is now heading to Newsom's desk that will launch a transgender inquisition targeting parents. Here's the thing. The bill is called AB5. It passed both the California State Assembly and the California State Senate. Not by a small minority, by the way. In the California State Assembly, it passed on a vote of 64-4. In the California State Senate, it passed on a vote of 32-3. And what it basically does is it allows for the state to determine that if a parent does not support the transgender thoughts and desires of their children, that they can basically be investigated by the state and even potentially lose their rights to parent their own child. That's where we are. Now, I do believe there's court action that's going to wind up enjoining this. I think that actually may have already been an injunction. But the very idea that it made it through both their House and the Senate, and it's going to the governor for signature. So it's a slew of bills. It's a whole package, actually. It undermines the rights of parents and potential foster parents who disagree with transgender worldview. So you basically have to get on board or lose your kids. I'm pretty sure a lot of folks will be moving out of California if that thing becomes law. Just saying. All right, folks, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back the latter part of the hour. Yeah, and I see I've got a bunch of text messages to catch up on, and I had a whole dipper I didn't get to. But John from Huntsville needs to know I had a full dipper that was unexpected. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Regaling Boomer during the break with stories of Air Force screwing up parachute jumps. All you airborne troops out there know exactly what I'm talking about. Have you ever seen the Air Force make their time on target? I'm just asking for a friend. I got a caller on line one. Let me take that real quick. Angela from Madison. Angela, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just thought of something about the milk, and yeah. I hadn't heard anybody else mention it. But if we are white supremacists because we like white milk, what if we drink chocolate milk? Are we misappropriating black culture?
I think we're definitely on thin ice at that point. I don't know what to say, but it is apparent to me that you are trying to appropriate culture if you drink chocolate milk.
Yeah, and I don't even know what to say about strawberry.
Holy cow! Now you're that would be like LGBTQ2IA+ milk.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, we're all over the road with this milk. I think that could be the big problem.
This is what happens when wokeness is allowed to go on parade like that. I'm just telling you. Angela, thanks for the call. Amen. We appreciate you. Have a great day, Angela from Madison. That's as good. The grades are in, Boomer. Grades are in, says Boomer, you get an A++ for making an ample amount of jackassery sound effects.
I think John just doesn't like hearing me talk because I didn't talk much today.
You didn't talk much today.
I just was over here just clicking the buttons.
Either that or I was talking too much, one or the other. It says, Boomer, you got an A++ for playing an ample amount of jackassery sound effects and for making that Chick-fil-A hash brown breakfast bowl sound so delicious. Oh, see, that's where you got us. That's where you got us, man. Phil, you also got an A++ for your awesome woke world dipper, which makes up for any mistakes you made. So today it's a tie, unless somebody wants to flip a coin. Thank you, John. Love you. Brian from Huntsville says, buttermilk crepe wraps. Wrap the crepes around diced strawberries and kiwi, both with cinnamon and sugar. A light amount of real maple syrup on top. Shredded bacon with a Dwight wrap is optional. What time do we show up? That's what I want to know. That's all. Do I put the bib on now or just to stop the drooling, or what do I do? Roughly Ann from Huntsville says, my Lord, what have we gotten ourselves into, referring to woke world? It is true, Roughly Ann. Pray accordingly. Kenny from Huntsville. Oh, where'd he go? It just dropped. Kenny from Huntsville. Oh, how about that? That organization I was talking about, the Youth League, you know, they got the DHS grant. Says SMYAL should be pronounced small. Their nickname is Small. Small. Kenny from Huntsville. Scott from Russellville. Just ate a chocolate ice cream cone and I'm owning it. Bunch of right side ruffians out there. We drink our milk and we're proud of it. And our milk products too. Dadgummit. What do you do with Rocky Road ice cream? I have no idea now. It's got white marshmallows in it, but it's also filled with nuts. I don't know what to do with that. It's craziness. This is what happens when wokeness is allowed to go on parade. Dave from Hazel Green says, hey, Phil, Dave from Hazel Green. One more thing most people may not know is if you soaked fish in buttermilk before you cook it, it won't stink. I learned that from Julia Child. Really? By the way, little known fact, look it up. Julia Child was a spy in World War II. She worked for the OSS, which was the predecessor to the CIA. Julia Child, we're cooking today. Julia Child, buttermilk with our fish to stop the smell. Oh, she was a spy in World War II. Look it up. Make sure I'm right, but I'm pretty sure it was Julia Child. Julia Child, spy, OSS. Did you get it? Are you looking?
By church, yeah.
Did you find it?
Well. See here. It says Julia was never actually a spy.
Come on.
I'm looking somewhere else. Hold on. Julia eventually
she worked for the OSS.
OSS. For yes. The OSS.
Thank you very much.
US spy agency.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay. Julia Child. Cooking with buttermilk and a spy all at the same time. JT from Lacey Springs says cornbread, buttermilk, diced tomato, dash of salt. Yum. Okay. I'm just, wow. That actually doesn't sound bad.
After we leave here.
I know. We do this to ourselves. You know what? It's like a self-inflicted wound. How hungry are you right now? Very.
Very.
I just made it worse. Ryan from Hazel Green, definitely buttered and baked with buttermilk. Okay. Oh, he's talking about, he's the one that had the cornbread in a cup, pour buttermilk on it, eat it with a spoon. Says definitely, I asked him, was it buttered? He said definitely buttered and then baked with buttermilk. I would say that I also add fresh cracked black pepper, but that's probably racist, he says. I'm telling you right now, liberals don't have a chance against a bunch of right side ruffians. Nuh-uh. Listen, earlier in the show, too, I had the unexpected dipper. If you did not hear the news, Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, came out today and said, you know what? It's time. He says, I got nothing else. It's time. We're going to do an impeachment inquiry on President Biden. He says that that James Comer with the House Oversight Committee and I've forgotten who else, Jim Jordan for the House Judiciary Committee, and one of the other committees, which escapes me for the moment, I think Ways and Means, actually, which Congressman Adderholt from Alabama sits on, that we are going to be seeing. Oh, and actually Barry Moore from Alabama sits on House Judiciary. So we're looking at some Alabamians are going to be participating in this. Those three committees have begun a formal, what they call a formal House impeachment inquiry, which is the early stage of basically moving into impeachment processes. And I recognize that we have a slim majority to work with in the House, and we technically don't have anybody to work with in the Senate because we got Mitch McConnell leading a minority that he helped to keep a minority. But I still believe this is necessary. This is the right thing to do, and we got to do it. So there's that. We had an entire dipper dedicated just to discussion on that and why it's necessary. The reason why I believe it's necessary is because the evidence is so overwhelming right now. The evidence is actually corrupt or criminal in nature, and the reality is too. You miss 100% of what you don't shoot at. So I say we need to check this out. Lastly, Leanne from Huntsville says Julia Child exploding cakes, nice. And then Don from Cairo, Alabama, says I love buttermilk. My best friend growing up had a grandfather put buttermilk on his Frosted Flakes. Whoo. I don't know. I may have just lost my appetite now.
Not sure if I could do that.
I'm not sure either. All right. Hey, listen, tomorrow we got a great show for you. More content like you won't believe. We're also going to have the Grand Council with our brethren, Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. That's every single week. Big guests. We got some folks lined up for Friday. Still working right now to lock it in, but I do believe we're going to have some goodness on Friday. So stay tuned for all of that. And listen, tomorrow's hump day. That means we get to play the camel, but we also know that we're halfway to the weekend. The reason why we do this, folks, is we do it for y'all. I mean, Boomer and I could be doing anything else right now, but this is where we sit every single afternoon because we have an amazing audience of Right Side Ruffians, and we know that y'all tune in because this show is not afraid to say Jesus is Lord, America's great, Alabama's beautiful, and life is actually worth living. And we appreciate y'all because if we didn't have you out there, it wouldn't even be worth doing. I mean, that's why I love reading these text messages because not only do I enjoy the content, it just reminds me y'all are there. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one. Take care.